Be prepared to do lots of reading and research, be prepared for things to not always go your way, and be prepared to have a thick skin. That's some of the advice that counselors had on Tuesday night in an open house talking about civic life, meant to inform people who are considering running for municipal office. Local political organizer Sabine Dietz put together the event, which was attended by most of council, many staff, and a handful of citizens. You can watch the full proceedings online on the town's website or tune in to CHMA Talks tonight at 6 p.m. to hear more of what councillors had to say. Dietz asked councillors to talk about what inspired them to run for council and why others might consider doing the same. Here's Allison Butcher.
If people are satisfied with things, as I was, then why not be a part of continuing to make it a good place to live? And if people are dissatisfied with how things are going, then what better way to affect change than to be a part of the council at the municipal level?
Many councillors highlighted the need for diversity of opinions, not just to get a better quality of decision, but also to give voters choices. Here's Bill Evans.
But it's really important for people to run for council so that people voting have choices. If only eight people offer, then the citizens don't have a choice in picking the kind of council they want. So the more people who run, the more choice there is for voters.
Both Andrew Black and Allison Butcher described their decision process in running for council, and each noted that others had asked and encouraged them to run. Both also acknowledged that being already well-known in the community likely helped them at the polls. The consensus also seemed to be that the job required a lot of work, particularly in terms of research, reading, and meetings, but that it was manageable. Several councils had full-time jobs and young families during their tenure, and they noted that town staff made efforts to accommodate schedules and make it work. Mike Tower added that in addition to the workload, any new councillor must also be prepared for not getting their way.
Whoever's going to run for council should be prepared to put the hours in to do the research so that you can make your arguments and try to persuade members of the team, maybe the whole team, to go your way. And then the bottom line at that point is to be prepared, because if council says no to a motion, it's over and it's done. Or says yes to a motion which you are against, it's over, it's done, move on. That motion was by council and you have to accept that. It's the proper thing.
Bill Evans echoed that sentiment when he described the work of council as a team sport.
And so you have to come in and recognize that if you get elected, you have a right to be here, and so does everybody else. And you have to work with those people, not your friends, not, you know, with people who agree with you. You have to work with this group of people who collectively represent the people in town. So I think if you go in with reasonable expectations that it's going to be challenging, and you have a serious job to do, then you're going to be just fine. The town will be just fine with a bunch of people like that.
Councillors also shared some thoughts on the public scrutiny they face as elected politicians. Allison Butcher said she was surprised by a certain attitude when she was first elected.
The thing that shocked me most at the beginning was the people who were like, oh yeah, council, they don't care about the town, they don't care about anything. And I always thought, what a bizarre concept. That people would think you would run for council of a community because you don't care about it. I know that people often get upset about things when they feel they lack control, or it's easier to get annoyed about something than to actually do something about it. But council is a way to make things better, to be a part of a solution. And that's why it's important.
Councillor Bill Evans also weighed in, saying that although the work is rewarding, there are downsides.
People will say, you know, unpleasant things. They'll accuse you of being dishonest or incompetent, and you don't believe that you're either. So that is a fact. And I think more people would run if fewer people treated elected officials that way. But that's the reality of it. So if you're going to run for office, you will become a public figure and expose yourself to that sort of thing. The work itself, I mean, working together to effect positive change is wonderfully rewarding.
Though many councillors noted the negative aspect of public feedback, they also talked about the positive feedback that can come from members of the public when they feel their concerns have been represented, and the satisfaction from feeling that you've helped make an improvement to life in Sackville. Councillor Mike Tower summed it up this way.
And sometimes when you get behind something and you see it succeed, And then you see the result of it. It's a pretty darn good feeling inside.
Tune in to CHMA Talks tonight at 6 p.m. to hear more of what counselors had to say, or check the Town of Sackville website to watch the full proceedings.